Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and anything else listening. My name is Drew Badger from The Big Scary Show, and welcome to The Big Scary News, an offshoot of The Big Scary Show where we bring you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry that you need to know, plus an exclusive interview that you won't hear anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly sponsored by Froggy's Fog. Get all your fog products from frog juice to scents to foggers and more only at froggiesfog.com. And now, without further ado, here is the Big Scary News. We start out with some very sad news from Harold Scarefair in Cridersville, Ohio. Carrie Goff, the wife of Mike Goff from Harold Scarefair, has passed away Friday, November 14th, at the way too young age of 49, of complications from a heart issue. Mike wants everyone to know that he appreciates all the prayers and kind words for his family. Many of you that have been on the MHC pre-show tours have been to Scarefair and have met them, and our own Haunstrumentalist Jerry Vane used their Hatchet Creek cabin as the cover of his latest CD, Bodies in the Bayou. The Big Scary Show and Big Scary News wishes to express their deepest condolences to the family and friends of Carrie and Mike Goff and offers up this moment of silence. We have this convention news from Horror Hound Weekend in Cincinnati. You know his name, and now you can meet him this March 20 through the 22nd at Horror Hound Weekend Cincinnati. It's none other than George Wendt, and he's been added to the HHW Cincinnati lineup, which will take place at the Sharonville Convention Center. George may be most well known for his role as Norm Peterson in Cheers, or possibly as Bob Swirsky on Saturday Night Live, but horror fans have been enjoying his play in genre films such as House and King of the Ants since the 1980s, not to mention Stuart Gordon Edmonds' The Master of Horror episode, Family, Space Truckers, and Dreamskate. George Wendt can also be seen in films as Fletch, Forever Young, My Bodyguard, Spice World, and Gung Ho. Check out the various already announced celebrities attending Horror Hound Weekend, as well as their updated vendor list and the Ink Fusion Tattoo Festival information by visiting www.horrorhoundweekend.com. And don't forget to pick up your discounted price tickets while they're still at an industry low price. We have this news from the Chamber of Horrors, NY, in Hoppog, New York. The scares didn't stop in October. Introducing Long Island's first Christmas-themed haunted attraction. Super scary fun for the whole family. This holiday season, Santa Claus is cutting you down. Chamber of Horrors, New York presents A Very Scary Xmas. Open the first two weekends in December and for only $15. For more information, go to facebook.com/enterthechamber. We have this news from Kim's Crypt in Essex, Maryland. Thank you all for a great Halloween season, and be sure to check out Kim's Crypt Haunted Attraction in Essex, Maryland for our Kim's Cryptmas event, December 19th through the 21st. Have a very scary Christmas. Times each night run from 7 to 10:30 p.m. And for more information, visit www.kimscrypt.com. We have this news from the Canadian Haunters Association. The Canadian Haunters Association is proud to present the third annual Home Haunter Awards Contest. We will be recognizing Canadian and international home haunters and enthusiasts who decorate their home, yard, or garage for Halloween. There will also be awards for the best animated prop, static and static prop. Awards will be given to the best Canadian yard haunt, the best international yard haunt, the best Canadian indoor garage or walkthrough haunt, the best Canadian animated static prop. And you can use that in video or photo form. The contest will run from November 1st to December 31st, 2014. The last day for contest entries is midnight on December 31st. And home haunters and enthusiasts only, please, no professional haunts. All entered haunt submissions must be registered haunts with the Canadian Haunters Association. You can visit CanadianHauntersAssociation.com for more information. We have this update from HauntCon. as we finalize the details for this year's HauntCon, February 6th through the 10th, 2015 in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I want to invite you to share your knowledge, your experience, and your expertise with our attendees. Each of us has something important to share. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or new to our industry, sharing fresh, bold, new ideas is what HauntCon is all about. Do a makeup demo, a show and tell for a great prop you built. Tell us what you've learned about haunt marketing. Offer a hands-on workshop. Show us how you use social media. Share your best room designs. Teach us how to train your actors. Tell us how you found funding. Help us write a business plan. Whatever your expertise, whatever you have learned from your experience inside or outside haunting that will help others do what they do cheaper, faster, or better, we ask you to tell us about it. Public speaking can be people's greatest fear, but I find that when I know the subject matter, really know what I'm trying to say, that presenting a seminar is exhilarating. So what are you afraid of? To fill out a speaker form, go to www.hauntcon.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will our attendees. We have this update for fans of The Evil Dead. We've reported in the past that Sam Raimi is doing an Evil Dead TV show on the Starz Network. The original franchise director Sam Raimi will executive produce the series and write and direct the first episode, with Rod Tappert also executive producing. But now we hear that Bruce Campbell will star, reprising his iconic career-making role as Ash. According to a story on ETV, Bruce Campbell will be reprising his role of Ash, the stock boy, aging Lothario, and chainsaw-handed monster hunter who has spent the last 30 years avoiding responsibility, maturity, and the terrors of the evil dead. When a deadite plague threatens to destroy all of mankind, Ash is finally forced to face his demons, personal and literal. Destiny, it turns out, has no plans to release this unlikely hero from its evil grip. I'm really excited to bring this series to the Evil Dead fans worldwide. It's going to be everything they've been clamoring for. Serious dead-eyed ass-kicking and plenty of outrageous humor, Campbell said. Evil Dead has always been a blast, Raimi said. Bruce, Rob, and I are thrilled to have the opportunity to tell the next chapter in Ash's lame but heroic saga. With a chainsaw arm and his boomstick, Ash is back to kick some monster butt, and brother, this time there's a truckload of it. The series will air on Starz in 2015. Hail to the king, baby. We have this big thank you from the Heart of Fear on Walton Beach, Florida. It's been a couple of weeks now since the blood has dried on yet another incredible Halloween season at the Heart of Fear. This year was our most successful season yet. It brought us lots of challenges, but left us with even more memories and opportunities for growth. This season, and each one that comes before and after, would not be possible without our incredible group of volunteers and everyone who comes out each year to support us. From the bottom of our hearts, we want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who's been a part of Heart of Fear over the years. Whether you're a volunteer or one of our awesome customers, thank you for the laughs, screams, and memories. We hope you enjoyed this year's show, and we look forward to scaring you again next season. We'll be getting to work building our new and improved 2015 show soon, so stay tuned to our Facebook page for updates and announcements. 2015 is going to be huge. To get all the latest updates, visit facebook.com/heartoffear. Heart is spelled H-A-R-T. We have a pair of stories from the Garage of Evil in Providence, Rhode Island, courtesy of Steve O. As you might know, we're finally going to HauntCon this year. Even better, it's in Baton Rouge, February 6th through the 10th. Anyone from a climate like New England will no doubt appreciate those dates and location. And haunt tours in New Orleans, followed by HauntCon, with tons of haunt educational offerings? Hell yes, no double hells yes. It really takes the bite out of seeing Halloween end to know we'll be partnering with this awesome convention, and I'm excited we're a part of the seminars and workshops. Even better, myself and our Garage of Evil speakers will be working with the great folks from Davis Graveyard to help develop the course offerings. HauntCon 2015 is shaping up to be a monster. For more information, visit HauntCon.com. Also, the Garage of Evil will be back in Reno at the 2015 Haunt X convention in late April. We had more fun at Haunt X last year than is probably legal in most states, and I'm pretty sure they rigged the Ghostbusters slot machine to let me win all week. For what was really a year one convention, it had a great turnout. Huge kudos to the HauntX crew for delivering such a polished, well-run convention the first time out. This coming year, all the stops will be off as they build on well-deserved momentum and expand on a great start. Reno is fun as hell, so while I might think of it as a West Coast con, I'd encourage anyone to go. We'll be producing a full course track there, and I'll be speaking as well as at an advanced seminar, and I'm sure a couple of shorter classes. I'm also in talks to deliver one or more really good hands-on courses for those folks that really need to get their hands dirty. For more information, go to hauntx.com. I promise our members in 2015 we will stay committed to bringing the Garage of Workshop to you at these conventions. We love meeting and hanging out with our fellow members and do everything we can to make sure you know how much we appreciate our fellow haunt lunatics. If you haven't yet, please plan to attend a convention and enjoy how much fun it is to learn, laugh, and party with fellow haunters. More details on HauntCon, HauntX, and our other convention stops to follow. Go build something! For more information on the Garage of Evil's travels, visit www.garageofevilnetwork.com. We have this news from the Death Yard Haunted Attraction in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Come join Nashville's newest haunted house in celebrating the holidays in our own special way. The first annual Horrific Haunted Holiday and Toy Drive will be December 12th and 13th from 6 to 11 p.m. For $10 and an encouraged unwrapped toy or monetary donation, you can enter our haunted hallways. We have decked our world out with blood and gore for all to see, and for $5 more, you can take your shots at our zombie Santa and his army of undead elves with our paintball guns. Your donations will be delivered to area families looking to have a Merry Christmas. Tickets to this event are limited. What is not sold online will be sold at the box office the day of the event. The only way to guarantee your entrance is to buy them now. Death Yard Haunt, offering scares for cares this holiday season. For more information, go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/Death Yard Haunted Attraction. We have this news on Krampusfest in Los Angeles. Krampusfest 2014, a celebration of the traditional European Christmastime Krampus monster, takes place in Los Angeles from November 29th to December 13th. Now in its second year, the festival will include a Krampus ball, Krampus parade, and a traditional Alpine Krampus play. The event is produced by Krampus Los Angeles. Events kick off November 29th at 8 p.m. at the Goethe Institute, Los Angeles, 5750 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 100 in Los Angeles. As L.A. emerges as the leading hotbed of Krampus mania, Krampus Los Angeles will be bringing it all back with a presentation on Krampus folklore at the Goethe Institute, Germany's cultural embassy with offices locally and throughout the world. Assisted by costumed walk-ons by friends, Krampus LA co-director Al Ridenour will illustrate the talk with a festive stream of rare images and the occasional film clip. Special emphasis will be placed on the Krampus's lesser-known cousins, diverse historic and regional folkloric figures, often in danger of being swept away in the global swell of Krampus mania. Topics in this whirlwind tour will include the magic and mummery of the 12 days, straw bears, murderous saints, ghost horses, phantom goats, and other figures that haunt the winter folklore of German-speaking lands. Modeled after European source images, costumes used in this presentation were individually crafted by members of Krampus LA. Most are being shown for the first time. For more information, visit KrampusLosAngeles.com. We'll be bringing you more events from Krampusfest 2014 in the coming weeks. We have this news from Craig Hines from Dark Imaginings. Until December 15th, we're running our Grave Robber Special with tremendous savings on website design marketing packages, custom changing portraits, logos and illustrations, graphics and marketing materials, reanimated characters, augmented reality FX, video and audio production, and more. During this limited time promotion, we're also including some valuable coupons with select packages and services that will give you additional savings. We're even including free advertising credits for use on Google AdWords, Yahoo, Bing Ads, and Facebook Ads, worth a combined total of $200. But we only have a limited quantity available, so don't wait until they're all gone. The only condition of this sale is that we must receive all of your files and other related information needed to complete your website or project no later than June 30th, 2015. Don't worry if you aren't able to have your sponsors or other details finalized by that date. We just want to get the bulk of your project completed as early as possible. Then you can send us the additional information about your sponsors and schedules closer to haunt season, and we'll finish things up. To take advantage of this great offer, email craig@darkimaginings.com or visit darkimaginings.com. We have a little bit of news on the 2.8-hour zombie chase game in the United Kingdom. The original, the biggest, the best cross-city zombie chase game is returning to the UK in 2015 and will be an 11-city tour called Ruin. Tickets for Cardiff, Manchester, Gateshead, Glasgow, Liverpool, Sheffield, and Bristol are available now at www.2.8hourslater.com. We're awaiting a confirmation of details from local authorities for a further four cities, which we will confirm and post about as soon as they come in over the next couple of weeks. Those that sneakily bought tickets before this announcement need to check their ticket and make sure it doesn't say sample. If so, contact boxoffice@slingshoteffect.co.uk. We are heavily investing in production values and set pieces this winter for 2015 to deliver something truly unbelievable. For more information, visit their website, www.2.8hourslater.com. And finally, we have this news on a Gothic castle for sale in Connecticut. It's straight out of a fairy tale or Harry Potter book. A mysterious castle in Woodstock, Connecticut, just hit the market for a mere $45 million. Known as Chrismark Castle, the home has 8 bedrooms and comes with 75 acres of land, including its own lake. It's owned by Christopher Mark, the great-grandson of Chicago steel tycoon Clayton Mark Sr. Mark caused a ruckus in the small town of Woodstock when he bought the parcel and began building the 20-room castle back in 2003. According to Connecticut Magazine, it took 7 years and $4.1 million to build, and people from the town would often stop by for a glimpse. The home is currently listed on Coldwell Banker's website. Anyone have $45 million they could spare? Make a hell of a haunt. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview was with actress Patricia Tallman and was recorded at Crystal Coast Con in Cape Carteret, North Carolina in October 2014.
Here we go.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are at Crystal Coast Con down here in beautiful Cape Carteret, North Carolina, talking to all the cool kids, the big stars, and somebody I've been a fan of for a long time because I love the show Babylon 5. She's not only a star on that show, but she had a part in some iconic films like Night of the Living Dead, Army of Darkness, lots of cool things. Patricia Tallman, how are you?
Thanks, Drew. I'm great. I'm really great.
So the convention has been treating you very well. I mean, it's a one-day con. It's not a whole weekend coming out. It's a little bit unusual, but fans are hard and heavy, and it seems like you've had a lot of people coming up and talking to you.
Yeah, it's really lovely. Everyone is so friendly, which I love. And
Southern hospitality.
Yeah, exactly. And the food is fantastic. And I get to see Esme, my friend Esme Bianco, and I met Ernie Hudson this weekend, so that's been really fun. And we clowned around a bit last night at some local restaurant, which was awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. No, and Mac has been really incredibly generous with us here. I love this place. Mac Daddy's is awesome.
Yeah, and it's not normal that you go to a convention in a bowling alley and family fun center, but yet it still works.
I think we should do it more often.
I would love to see you here many, many more times.
It's a perfect Klingon hotspot, I think, and personally, I would like to have my birthday party here.
That would be your 29th birthday?
Yes, oh yes.
I know, 29 can be kind of tough. I had it a long time ago, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think it would be a wonderful place. Everybody should come here.
There you go. Come to Mac Daddy's in Cape Carteret, according to Pat Tallman.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started in this. I mean, you've been a part of so many what we would call iconic franchises. Where you did you do like summer stock as a kid? Did you do, you know, acting classes? How did you kind of get into the whole acting thing?
Yeah, kind of all of the above. I got into acting in high school and started working in theater in my summers off. And then I did go to university, Carnegie Mellon University, for acting. And
they're more known for like their sciences and math and engineering, aren't they?
They have a phenomenal acting department.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's really phenomenal. And then I ended up in Night of the Living Dead. I started with George Romero
sure.
in 1980 in a movie called Knight Riders.
I vaguely remember the title.
Okay. It was the first time I'd ever been in front of a camera.
Yeah.
And it starred Tom Savini was one of the stars.
Oh, yes.
And Ed Harris was an early film for Ed Harris. And I really had an incredible experience. I met George during that time.
How did you fall into meeting George Romero like this for your first role? I mean, this is a legend from, you know, a long time. You know, with all his work in The Living Dead and Mr. Rogers, of all things that he used to work with, and yet your first movie role was working with him. Was this kind of a, I know somebody and here's somebody I think would be good, or was it an audition thing?
I auditioned in New York City. I had moved, the kind of ironic piece of this is that Carnegie Mellon's in Pittsburgh, which of course is where George is centered, or was
that
centered.
That is true.
But I never met George in Pittsburgh. I moved to New York City. My agent got me this audition. And I went in and auditioned for George and got the part. So that started my relationship with George, and I did about 5 projects with him and his team
The Of the Dead movies or things like that? Or what kind of things did you work with?
Knight Riders was the first one, which is not a horror movie at all. And then I did 2 Tales from the Dark Side with Tom Savini. I did a movie called Monkey Shines that George directed.
That was a very creepy film.
And Creepshow 2.
Yes.
I did stunts on that. And then Night of the Living Dead was the last thing.
That was the 1990 remake.
Yes, it was.
And how did you get into work with on Army of Darkness? Was it also just an audition thing? Or?
That was. Let's see. I made friends with Tom Savini's team. I think it was. Let's see. Greg Nicotero. He was an apprentice on Night of the Living Dead. One of the projects I worked with Tom. I think it was Night of the Living Dead, and. So I stayed, you know, kind of stay in touch with folks, and I met his partners in KNBFX on Creepshow, and then, I'm sorry, I'm putting it all together in my brain while I was going through a rough patch in Los Angeles. I needed the work, so I was reaching out to people and saying, I need some work. I'm a stunt woman as well. And Nicotero said, you know what, I need to build this army, and you're tall and skinny, and you'd be perfect. So he brought me in, and they cast my body, and they paid me a day rate to do this. And then, and then the stunt coordinator had to use me because the army was built on me. And then I auditioned for Rob Tappert and for Sam Raimi for The Witch, and I got that. So I ended up working not only as The Witch in Army of Darkness, but in the army of Army of Darkness.
Awesome.
Yeah,
doing a lot of were you like a stunt coordinator or
no? They had a different stunt coordinator. Yeah, so I was.
What do you prefer doing? Do you prefer doing stunt work or straight acting?
Both. I love both. They're completely different things.
I ask this question to everybody that I talk to that does stunt work, whether it's Kane Hodder, Ken Kersinger, or Patricia Tallman. Do you think that the introduction of CGI into movies signals maybe either a death knell or a diminishment for the need of stuntmen? I mean, obviously a stunt person can't drop 300 feet off a building, where in CGI they can.
We would do descenders. You could do descenders for as far as you.
Well, that's
as
true.
As far as they could. I've done several. Of course, it has diminished things over the years. You know, it has. But it's not necessarily a bad thing. So, it keeps people from having to do some of the really dangerous things, and maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe so. If it keeps somebody just from breaking an arm or setting themselves on fire, who knows?
Or dying. I mean, people,
people
have
that.
Died, yeah. You know, so it's that.
That is true.
I know a stunt woman who severed her spinal column, and she survived, but wish she hadn't. So, you know, there's all kinds of versions of that. So, and I think, you know what it is, it's change. We can't avoid change, so let's embrace it, especially when it is just being creative and it's not like it's rocket science or anything. So, and then let's see what's next.
Sure.
Let's see what's next. That's the exciting thing.
When you got the role on Babylon 5, the series had been established for a few years, and how, well, what?
I was in the pilot.
Oh, you were?
I was.
Wait a second. I got to think back now. You were with Sinclair? Well, maybe you were. Now I'm having to put things together in my brain.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I understand.
Did you have any idea that it was going to be the, shall we say, cult following that it had? Was this just going to be some kitschy little sci-fi show that you were like, hey, great job, I'll get some work out of it or something?
I knew it was special. The script was amazing for the pilot. And I thought that I would never get the part because they would hire a star for it. It was such a good role. I was really surprised that I got it. And I loved every minute of it. It was the thing with B5 was that we never knew from season to season if we were picked up. We would end every season not knowing whether we had another season.
Really?
So every season was like a goodbye.
Because you hear rumors that it was going to be a 5-year project anyway.
No,
and it
was a 5-year arc, but you didn't know that. We didn't know if we were going to go. You never did.
I see.
Yeah. So you only get the go ahead for a season at a time. Now you don't even get that. So back in those days, we were lucky. We didn't know that. We were lucky that we got a full season. Now you can get just a 2-episode order or a 6-episode order. It's not even a whole season.
That's scary, too.
I know. It's not as much fun.
I understand you have a book possibly coming up and a little travel involved on that.
Thank you for bringing that up. I have a book that I wrote 2 years ago that was basically about the 5 years on Babylon 5. And now I'm writing another book. I've got the outline worked out. I'm still fleshing it out, but I'm leaving on November 4th for 4 weeks of doing nothing but write this book. So I'm committed to it. I've said it to you now on the podcast. It must happen.
It must happen, but you're not going to like hole up in like Detroit or New York or anything like that, are you?
No, I'm going to Bali.
No, of course, because there's nothing to do in Bali but write books, right?
I'm not at the beach. And that would be the one thing
sure.
that would distract me.
No,
I guess we're in the mountain. We're up in the forest in a yoga center or something. Yeah, I'll send you photos. I'll prove it.
I'll give you my email after this.
Okay.
So have you got anything coming down the pike besides the travel and the book? You've got any projects that you've wrapped up recently that we can expect to see in maybe the next year or so?
Well, I shot a Criminal Minds that aired last week. Don't like talking about stuff that hasn't happened because there's so much. Can I say bullshit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
There's so much bullshit in my business.
We'll bleep it out.
People going blah 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 blah. This is what I'm doing, and then none of it ever happens. But it makes them sound like a big shot in the moment. I mean, it certainly could do that. But I don't have anything in writing. Or I don't even know. But I'm working on it. I leave here tomorrow. I'm going to New Orleans for 10 days. I've got some meetings there. I'm working on. What the next thing is. And then I go write this book, and we're just going to keep plugging forward. And
occasionally the con to meet your fans and everything.
I try to do that at least 3 times a year.
Excellent.
Yeah. I was just in Hawaii for their first convention, and that was amazing. So
I'm sensing a beach theme here.
I love the water. I'm a scuba diver. I'm a beach girl all the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
So for people interested in following your career, maybe for the progress of the book, or where they can maybe pick up a copy of the book you wrote on B5, or any other things Patricia Tallman related, you have a website, social media, where people can follow you.
And I am in the middle of recreating a lot right now. So if you're interested, you can kind of watch how that's going. My website's patriciatallman.com. And I'm on Twitter, @PatriciaTallman.
Verified.
And I'm not verified yet. If you guys could make that happen, but I'm verified on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ Patricia Tallman page, and that is verified. I don't know what it is with Twitter, but hopefully that'll change.
Is it you that answers all the things on Twitter and Facebook? It's not people?
I don't have people. I don't have a team. Right now I am raising money for my Christmas charity, and I have Rusty's helping with me with that. He posts on my Facebook page, but it says admin and says okay. Rusty. So it's coming from him. The rest is all me. And yeah, I work for Penny Lane. I've been doing that for over 20 years, raising money for...
You started when you were 9?
Yeah, it's so sweet. And we provide a Christmas for these kids. And yeah, so if you want to pop by and see how you can donate to beasanta.org, yeah, I would love that. $5 helps. Every cent goes to the kids.
So be sure and check out patriciatallman.com, beasanta.org. Anything and all things Patty Tallman, Patricia Tallman, a pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show at Crystal Coast Con. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun.
We'd like to thank Prelude to a Nightmare and the CD Dark Ride for providing the music for this episode. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. www.froggiesfog.com. Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at bigscaryshow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.